Welcome to this Christian Leaders Institute mini-course titled How to Be a Productive Board Member. Maybe you're taking this course because you are a board member, or you are contemplating board membership, or maybe you have experienced board membership in the past and it was not a productive experience for you. But being a member of an organization's board of trustees is a calling. There are opportunities that exist to serve organizations on the board that are unique and special. Why would someone want to serve as a member of a board of trustees? Well, board membership is an excellent way to serve and support kingdom causes that you care deeply about. Maybe it's the board at a church. Maybe it's the board of directors at a parachurch ministry or a charitable organization or a mission organization. Some other not-for-profit cause that is important to you. Board membership allows you to use your gifts and skills, talents, and abilities to make an impact in the kingdom through the organization that you serve as a board member. You can benefit as a board member by collaborating with other board members in making kingdom decisions and leadership decisions for the ministries and organizations that you serve as a board member. As a board member, you meet amazing people. Other board members who come from different walks of life, different backgrounds, and you have an opportunity to rub shoulders with them, learn from them, and bless them as a board member. Board members also have the opportunity to see the Lord at work in the organizations where He calls them to serve. Board membership is a kingdom minister calling. A kingdom minister serves on a board as an ambassador of Jesus Christ and uses his or her gifts and abilities to bless the church, the mission, the ministry, the organization that the Lord has called them to serve. And a kingdom minister called to board membership serves to glorify Jesus Christ in their role as a board member. 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, including board membership, do everything for the glory of God." This is the privilege of a board member. Well, in this introductory session, I want to give you a little bit about my experience as a board member and just share with you my history as a board member. The first board that I served on was in my early 20s. I was a college student president, and that position was an honor. Representative member on the Board of Trustees, a non-voting member. And so in my early 20s, I observed this college Board of Trustees, these businessmen and influential people in this city where the college was located. And I met people that I would have never met had I not been on that board. And I first saw how decisions are made in organizations at the board level and saw how meetings were run and minutes were taken and votes were made, and it was a fascinating and an incredible learning experience for me. My impact on that board was minimal. My opportunity on that board was to learn. The next board I served on was a ministry board, an advisory board for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Chicago, Illinois. I served on that board for 15 years. And early on in those years, I was again in a learning role. And as I continued in my role as a board member and became one of the senior members on the board, my role became more influential and was involved in more of the decision-making at the board level. And it met so many people over those 15 years who have influenced my life and who I still continue to stay in touch with today. After my service on the Fellowship of Christian Athletes board, I also began service on the Board of Christian Leaders. And Christian Leaders was formed in the early 2000s, and I've been on that board since then. And I continue on that board, and that board has been a tremendous blessing in my life, and I hope only that my service to the board has been as much a blessing to the board as it has to my being there and the benefit I've received from it in terms of growth, in terms of meeting people and serving the Lord. I've also served as the founder of a board in 2004, we started a ministry called Peace Fire. And as a founder, it was incumbent on me then to recruit the initial board and continue to recruit board members as we've grown in those, 15, 16, 17 years now of our existence. And so my board experience includes starting a board from the beginning. I've also served on three church boards as an elder, a small church, a medium-sized church, and a larger church. And so all of those experiences have been uniquely different. They've been unique, and they've been powerful in their own way. And the one thing about board membership that has impacted me the most is the people that I've met. And on my prayer list, there's a section that I call my Barnabas list. It consists of the names of men who have made a tremendous impact of encouragement on my life. And you know the name Barnabas means a son of encouragement. And so when I look at that list of names and I remember them before the Lord in prayer, I'm grateful for how the Lord has used them to impact my life. And as I was preparing for this class, I realized that half of that list consists of names of men that I met early in my walk with the Lord. They were friends of mine. One of them was a man who witnessed to me that, and I, when I became a Christian in 1976 as a freshman in high school. There are other brothers who were followers of Christ at that time that we grew together in the early formative years of my walk. But the other half of that list consists of names of people that I have served with on the various boards that I've mentioned to you. And so board membership has had a huge impact. The Lord used it to make a huge impact in my life. And I pray that as you either are engaged in board membership or contemplate board membership in the future, that the Lord will use your board participation in as powerful, if not a more powerful way in your life as He has in mine. I'd like to pray for this course before we move on to the next session. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my brother and my sister watching this class, learning from you, and I ask you that you would teach them, that you would give them revelation of the opportunities you have for them as kingdom ministers serving on boards of directors. Lord, make them people of influence and bless them and give them vision for your calling on their lives as board members. And Lord, for those who are on board members now, I pray that you use this course to enhance their vision. For those who are not on boards yet, that you will give them vision for being a board member and that you'll lead them and guide them to the opportunity to serve as a board member. And I pray, Father, that whatever their experience is in serving on a board, that you'll make them a blessing, and that you will grant them the grace to serve in a manner that glorifies Jesus Christ and brings great blessing to the organizations that they serve. And we thank you and ask you to bless the rest of our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, before I close off this session, I want to give you a quick outline of the rest of the course. In the next session, we're going to talk about the formation of a board. How is a board of directors formed? When is it formed? Then we'll talk about the board's role and function in an organization. Then the skills of a productive board member. Then we'll talk about maximizing leadership capacity. And our final session will be on spiritual warfare and board ministry. Thanks for being a part of this course. I pray the Lord bless you in it. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the next session.